In Vancouver, I am Planta on the line, and this is the commentary.ca. This fall, on The Score, the second season of Gillette Drafted, the search for Canada's next sportscaster airs. The deadline for applications has passed, and now 10 finalists are going to start filming episodes of the reality series, whose winner will be awarded a one-year contract with The Score, contributing to the channel and their website. I'm joined now by one of the 10 finalists and someone from the Vancouver area. He was once a member of the UBC football team, and he's run for mayor, and he's trained and appeared with the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment. He's appeared on the WWE's highly rated programs Raw and SmackDown as the mayor, Austin Spencer. Will that training in professional wrestling help him get drafted? Check out drafted.ca for more on the program and, of course, thescore.com. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Austin Spencer. Good morning, Mr. Spencer.
Good morning, Joe. I'm absolutely jacked to be talking to you today.
Thanks for joining us. So, how did this all begin for you? You entered, you applied, I guess, right? You did a video, did you?
First week of June, I believe it was, there were auditions, and they'd been advertising the auditions on The Score, and your choice was you could either send in a video of your highlight reel. There's a lot of broadcast students who had a highlight reel, or you could show up in person, and I thought the best thing to do would be to show up in person and show them my personality, my enthusiasm, and what I can provide to the station.
Did you always want to go into broadcasting?
I've always loved sports broadcasting. I've always been highly entertained by it. It's a form of entertainment, much like the wrestling is, so those two kind of flow together quite well. And I think it's a very natural fit for me, and I'm hoping to do well.
And who are some of the broadcasters you grew up admiring?
Don Taylor, local boy. I love Don Taylor. Love him on Sports Page, and also I love listening to him on the radio as well.
This is a great city, Vancouver is, to get sort of an immersion into sports, isn't it? Because we have a pretty good sports scene, and not just because of the Olympics, right?
Absolutely. I think it's a great opportunity if I receive the contract here to get more exposure for Vancouver, more exposure for the West Coast, and hopefully we can provide some more content that way that appeals to also Western Canada.
So there are 10 finalists now, and then you start filming the show. What do you all do? Are there contests, I guess? I've never seen the show, so.
Right. Just right now, all we're doing is we're filming promos for the show. You know about as much as I do. So you know how those reality shows are. You never know what's going to happen. And I'm absolutely ready for anything. And being a former wrestler, it's all about having one take. So that's pretty much all we got here. We're going to be surprised, and you bet I'll be ready for it.
And you're the only one from Vancouver, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. The sort of knowledge that one needs to be a sportscaster, having been in the field, if you will, either football or professional wrestling, that experience, I guess, lends well to being a good broadcaster, perhaps?
Absolutely. You need the knowledge, first and foremost. I can thank my dad for that. He is just a trivia machine, and he grew up playing football as well, played at Boise State University, and I've learned all I know about sports from him. And the second thing that makes a great broadcaster, in addition to the knowledge, lots of people just have the knowledge, but I feel that I've got flair and the ability to entertain and make people smile that really helps to promote a brand like The Score and a channel like The Score, and helps to retain customers and viewers and keeps things interesting with regards to the sport itself.
Now, Paul Brothers, I understand he's the winner from the first season, correct?
That's correct.
And he appears on The Score, does he?
That's correct.
Yeah. Is there a deal that you with Gillette after if you win this thing?
Yes, if I win this, I would also be a promotional representative for Gillette. And the relationship between Gillette and The Score is quite natural. You know, they call Gillette the best a man can get. Well, I like to say that myself and The Score are the best a fan can get. So it's really quite a natural relationship between the two.
Yeah. When you're covering sport, what do you want to show us as the viewer watching at home? I mean, other than giving us The Score, say, and what happened in the game, is there something that we, the viewer, should get watching you?
Entertainment. A big smile on your face, a laugh. It's meant to de-stress people, for people to enjoy it. And when you put in different references to things from the past, athletes from the past, it really helps people connect to you, connect to the channel and connect to the sports more itself.
And hair, taking care of your hair, is that important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Taking care of my hair, and most importantly, taking care of shaving in the morning with my Gillette products. The people over at Gillette, it's called Gillette Drafted 2, by the way.
Yeah.
And they provided us some excellent products. And the major product for men is called the Gillette Fusion Pro Glide.
I've seen that in the store, yeah.
Absolutely. It's the amount of research that's been put into it is absolutely phenomenal. And what they're looking to do is provide men with the best products possible. I can tell you firsthand, I've been looking good and feeling good, most importantly. The Gillette products make me feel great. And that way I can not be stressed out when I get in here and go through the challenges here every day.
Now, you had some experience in politics. You ran for mayor in Vancouver.
Yeah.
You have a poli-sci degree from UBC. This all obviously as well helps in this contest, does it?
Well, it helps a lot with regards to the public speaking and being able to communicate with people, which is a key term when you're on the air all the time, you're on TV. So it's something that I'm used to and always been apt at in the public speaking.
How did you get involved with wrestling?
I've always been a huge wrestling fan, big wrestling fan. And after I graduated from UBC, I got a job as a financial analyst at ING. And then ING eventually shut down our department in January of 2009. And it so happened I heard that WWE was looking for new athletes. And I went down there, went to a tryout, and they really liked what they saw, so they brought me back down. I went back down, and I went to a three-month training camp in Tampa, Florida. And I, like you said there earlier, I had the opportunity to appear on Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. Not as the mayor, not using my gimmick, but I did appear on those two shows.
Yeah. Is it important to have a gimmick? I guess you need a gimmick in professional wrestling, right?
Yeah, you need to find a way to connect with the audience first and foremost. It seems that the gimmick really really can help, you know, evoke emotion out of people. And getting emotion out of people, whether it's to be loved or to be hated, either way is what you want in the business, and in any business, so that people tune in and they want to see you, good or bad. That's the thing about wrestling, you know, we got good guys and bad guys. So you know, that's very important. The worst thing would be is people to be indifferent, because when people are indifferent, they're not tuning in. If they really like you, or they really want to see you get beat up, either way, that's the goal. And as for, back to your question about the gimmicks, it seems WWE is moving a little bit more towards realism, as opposed to having over the top gimmicks like these have, you know, any of those very large over-the-top personalities. You know, they'd have a Doink the Clown and such like that. They're moving more towards just the entertainers' names, like John Cena, Randy Orton, and creating that realism as opposed to shouting and hollering about whatever it is, like Big Boss Man or anything like that, about being in taking care of the people in prison and stuff, and using my nightstick. So instead of that, they're trying to focus more on the person themselves and trying to get themselves over that way.
And so is the goal then to go into broadcasting, or is wrestling still an option for you?
The goal is to go into broadcasting. I've had my time with the wrestling, and it's been great. I've learned a lot, and I thank WWE for the fantastic opportunity. It was an absolutely first-class organization, much like both Gillette and The Score have been. Since I've been here, they've treated us extremely, extremely well. And my goal is, as you asked, to be Canada's next sportscaster and to represent our city, our province, and give a little Western flair to the Score.
So good luck with this, Austin, and we'll be watching the show in the fall.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your interest. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
All right. Stay jacked, everyone. Stay jacked.
Will do. Check out Gillette Drafted 2, the search for Canada's next sportscaster this fall on The Score. One of its contestants, Austin Spencer, on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.